Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition, this Patriot Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. And to the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, on this Patriot Day, 2020, 19 years later, we also take the time to remember what happened, what transpired September 11, 2001. We encourage anybody that wants to talk about what they were doing that day or want to honor anybody, you can call us at 877-969-8600. We'd be happy to put you on the air. Now, the president pointed out the $300 a week jobless benefit is expiring, and so far there's no substitute in place.
Well, that's right, Captain. This had to do with a $44 billion fund, essentially, that was set aside in the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yep.
And they've already handed out or distributed about $30 billion of that, which means that after this week, after one more week, there won't be anything left for it. This was one of the ways the president was able to do something, while waiting for Congress to try to do something. One would think that obviously this is going to turn up the volume a little bit on trying to get Congress to do something about another stimulus package.
All right, and let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. It's Pat again. I just wanted to tell you that during 9-1-1, I lived in Potomac, Maryland at the time, and I hear you all the time giving credit to the all of the emergency workers and
yep.
everything. I want to thank you tonight for your service and what you did, and to tell you that I really appreciate you for that.
Well,
you have a good.
I thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot. Thank you. And that's Pat in Kentucky. And you know, all I can tell you, I was in the wrong place at the right time. God put me there for a reason.
Exactly right, Captain. And you were telling me once before that, you know, that day was a pretty much obviously a routine morning, and you were teaching firefighters, basically.
Initial fire attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. And then they had come and they, and that you were, you know, in this tower, you know, running this, this course. And then they said, uh-oh, look over there and see when you.
Well, it wasn't quite like that. They grabbed me by the seat of the pants and yanked me out, fire hose and all, because I was a nozzleman on the hose with two guys behind me. They yanked me right out and said, come on, pack up your stuff. We got to go. And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, look. And I looked over my shoulder at the World Trade Center, and World Tower, Trade Center Tower number one had huge billows of black smoke coming out of it. And I said, what happened? They said, a plane hit it. And I said, uh-oh. And so we got all this stuff packed. In about 10 minutes, we were on the road. And on our way to down to BQE to meet at the Manhattan Tunnel, which is where we staged before we went in. But anyway, it is what it is. I want to mention, though, that we do remember all the different people that were there. I mean, we had so many people that just... The steel workers, the public, the trash workers, there was a lot of military people that were downtown, stationed and working in different offices and whatnot in New York City. The Coast Guardsmen, not just the firefighters. People seem to forget that there's a whole bunch of people that, died that day that were not just firefighters or police officers. I mean, I've got a list I can go into it. I don't really need to, but, you know, the buildings and everything that happened there and the things that happened afterwards. Well, geez, somebody must have done whatever. We lost 343 New York firefighters, Fire Department of New York firefighters, 72 New York Police Department officers, NYPD officers, and 55 members of the military died that day at the World Trade Center. 55 members of the military.
Wow. And this is why we're remembering all this. This is why we're even talking about this. Because again, it's 19 years ago, but honestly, it feels just like yesterday. And now I understand. When I was growing up, my parents would tell me things like, you know, this happened long ago, but it feels like yesterday. And as I get a little bit older, I get that exact same perspective. Yeah.
And of course, tower number two, we had, not as many people die there, thank God. And the reason for that is because, most of the people, saw what happened at tower number one and they just decided to get out of the tower and just keep on getting. 630 people died in tower number two. 1,355 people died in tower number one that have been identified. We've still got a bunch of people that have not been identified, remains that have not been identified. They have no idea who they are to this day. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with me. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne is writing another book, I found out. He told me that last week when I chatted in there, chimed in with him to talk to him about what's going on. And he said that he's getting another book out there. So congratulations to him, and we'll let you know when that gets out there. And he's going to come on the show here in the not-too-distant future. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America, because in the times in which we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty on the windshield, $100 cash back at the time of the service. And if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue again. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Okay. Now, the Biden campaign is out there and doing some moving around. I won't say they're doing a lot, but they're doing some, right?
Yes, yeah, here and there, yeah.
And they were in Michigan the other day. I think they were at a car dealer, weren't they?
I think maybe was it a manufacturer, I think, but he was there with the governor, I think, yeah.
Well, I don't think they had 25 people sitting there. And maybe with the reporters, they might have had 100, right?
Well, right, yeah. A lot of times if you see the picture, if they pull back, there's nobody really there.
But they had some demonstrators out there welcoming Biden. They had probably 15, 20 people, if that, out on the street. And there was probably 100, 150 Trump supporters there waving Trump flags at Biden right outside where he was at.
Yes, exactly right.
And that was hilarious because you had more Trump folks there than you did Biden folks.
Well, right. Well, the president also went to Michigan, I think, just yesterday.
That's right.
And he lands at the airport, and there are just a lot of people there. I mean, it is
thousands.
Really a marked difference.
Thousands. And by the way, our friend Ron Edwards was there.
That's right. Yeah, I did see a picture of him there. That's right. You're right about that.
Yep, he was there at the rally. And, of course, I don't know if he got inside or if he was outside with the overflow, but I will tell you that there was a lot more people there than what the event could actually hold. And they were and that's why he's holding these things outside, so you can get more people there.
Well, that's true. Also flying into the airport, of course, because of the COVID-19 issue and so forth, that makes it a lot easier to get the facility ready and this kind of stuff and get the president to the people as fast as possible. But again, you have so many people that want to come out and show enthusiasm for the president. And yet for Joe Biden, this is all kind of, maybe it's virtual because it's just on TV or something. I just don't know. But
he better stay in his basement. He does better because he don't need to worry about counting people that are in his rally. There's no enthusiasm for this guy.
No, there really isn't. And oddly enough, too, adding Kamala Harris onto the ticket didn't really, you know, that wasn't any kind of a major change either. It's hard to imagine, but I thought that there would be a little bit more enthusiasm as a result of having Kamala Harris there, but it just, the whole thing just seems flat.
Well, wait till you hear this. Our buddy Leo down there in Miami, that's with Cubans for Trump and Latinos for Trump, the two different groups down there, they were running a counter-protest against Kamala yesterday, and they had more of their people there than they did Biden-Harris supporters.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, so you see, this
and that
is
was
where,
right here in Florida, South Florida.
Right. So this is where the story is, the mainstream media. If this was happening to Trump, if the situation were reversed, that would be the story. Trump can't garner a lot of support. You know, it's all you know, vaporizing and this kind of stuff. But it's that we're actually watching this for Biden.
Well, there were several polls that came out yesterday in battleground states. And again, you have to be careful what you see when you see these polls. And when you see the polls, you go, Joe Biden up by 4 in Florida. Joe Biden up by 7 in Georgia. Joe Biden up by 5 in North Carolina. I guarantee you, you're going to see a push poll that's going to be very hard leaning to the left by 5 or 6 or 7%. It's going to be a couple of hundred people that were in it, maybe 300 or 400 at the very most. But the polls that are out there with 1,000 people, 2,500 people, 5,000 people, and the polls that are out there that I'm seeing are showing me that Donald Trump is either tied or ahead in every battleground state.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, we're going to see the ultimate poll, obviously, on election day or thereabouts with all the mail-in ballots or what have you. But right. And this is something I think, Captain, that again, just like in 2016, it's not exactly a one-to-one correspondence, but in 2016, we were told that Hillary had, what, a 99% chance of winning or this kind of thing, but it was a very, very different result. And certainly nowadays, you know, I don't think people out there trusting the polls. I think they're waiting to go vote.
And the Trump people are not giving answers to pollsters. They're just not doing it. The numbers that I'm seeing are 17 to 19% are just not saying one way or another when a pollster gets a hold of them. So that's an undervote that they're not getting. And if you add that to whatever the polls say, do the math.
Well, exactly. And look what happens to people. I mean, you could have a MAGA hat on or something and it just invites even potential attacks upon people.
They got to be careful. They got to be careful down here because there's not a lot of that going on right now down here unless maybe you're by yourself and elderly and this, that, and the other. You have to know your surroundings. But if they try that with the wrong people, they're going to get shot.
Yeah, well, yeah, something real bad is going to happen. But what I mean to say is that just the notion that, you know, people just don't want to say anything, you know, political out in the open for fear of either they're going to get canceled, they're going to get targeted at work, you know, somebody's going to do something to them or this kind of thing, ostracize them in society or call them out. People, they're just done with that. They want to vote, they want to make their voice heard, and they want to get back to being able to peaceably live their lives in our nation.
All right, now, because this is Patriot Day, 19 years after September 11, 2001, I am playing some short clips during every segment I've got today. And here's one that's only 23 seconds long, but just listen to this.
It's been a single long enough
That's what was going on.
Yes, exactly. And again, it's one of those things where when you hear them say, send everything you got, that just supersedes everything else that's possibly happening anywhere nearby. This is the main focus, and it's a way of saying we don't have, you know, we can't spare anything right now. We have to send literally everything.
Normally by 9 o'clock in the morning, on a workday morning, you had about 25,000 to 30,000 people in World Tower or in World Trade Center Tower Number 1 and Tower Number 2. They were already there fixing to go to work. The rest of the people showed up later on as the day progressed, and that would double in terms of numbers of people that worked there. Now, again, the way this came down, 847 and 906, the two different planes coming in, Tower 1 and Tower 2, the people that saw what happened in Tower 1 and realized what was going on got out of Tower Number 2 and got down onto the street, or just said, that's it, I'm going home, because they knew something bad was going on. And anybody that saw the plane hit Tower Number 1, and a lot of people did in Tower Number 2, they were like, uh-oh, we're out of here.
Yeah, that was simply, I think the right course of action. And, but you know, Captain, as we look back on 9/11, you know, the terrorists that attacked our country that day, they attacked all of us.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, they don't see America as white, black, Hispanic, whatever. They see us as Americans. And, so this is one of those times when, again, this is a unifying factor, because our way of life is the thing that some people around the world want to literally destroy. And so we are one American family, and maybe even today this has a lot more relevance.
Well, I want everybody to remember the way they felt on September the 12th, 2001, at about 12 noon, when you couldn't buy an American flag. They were on cars, they were on houses, they were on buildings, they were in windows, they were everywhere.
Exactly right. Yeah, the unifying, and people did rally around the president, I think for a good reason, because we were attacked. Exactly.
That's right. All right, and hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we continue to motor along here. This is Patriot Day 2020. We are reflecting back on what happened. If you want to call at 877-969-8600, you can. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holdquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And on this special Patriot Day broadcast, as we do every year at this time, we're reminding you of September 11, 2001. Where were you 19 years ago, and how did this affect you or your family? Or your friends. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends, also from New York, Two Guys Gun Shows, Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. And Guy and his wife were also in New York at the time. They were in the vicinity of the World Trade Center. They weren't in it, but they were there when the plane struck, and they right away said, that's it, we got to get out of town. And they did. They left. They didn't stick around to find out what was going on. But Two Guys Gun Shows this weekend down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. I will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have a bunch of free stuff to get out, give out. And they're there 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. And don't forget that you can find some really great guns there. Ammunition's in short supply, as you well know. You got to get there early if you expect to buy any. It's just that simple. I can tell you that if you want to find out more, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, concealed carry class on Saturday at 2 p.m. and on Sunday at 1 p.m. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a federal court yesterday blocked President Trump's order to exclude illegals from the census. Now, why should we have to count illegals?
Well, I think this is wrapped up basically in the idea of enumerating the persons in an area, and I think that's what they're hanging their hat on. Not necessarily only those who would be considered American citizens is the way I think they're looking at this.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we'll see what happens. And that's really something. That's amazing that they would turn around and do that. I don't know. Was that the Ninth Circuit by chance?
Let me see here. I think it, yes, it's actually U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Yes. Yeah, so it wasn't
New York, okay.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly chimed in yesterday. We're not hearing a lot from him, but when we do, it's always interesting. He said that President Trump did not want Americans to get crazy over the coronavirus, which is why he didn't come out there and tell everything that he knew, which I get that. I understand that. I mean, he didn't want to create a panic and for these news people to say, oh, he lied, he lied. No, he didn't. He just held some things back, and I get it. I would have done the same thing.
Well, it exactly. They're trying to spin this as though President Trump, and I think they've actually used the word purposefully, you know, wanted people to die or wanted people to get sick or not have all the information, this kind of thing.
Well.
Yeah, well, I think that as you said, the president did not want to create a panic. I typically think that leaders don't want to create a panic. They want to be able to deal with something. So the good question would be, now, if President Trump's talking to Bob Woodward, and somebody, how did he get this information that it was airborne? Who would have said that to him? And if somebody said that to him, why weren't they saying that very loudly in these press briefings? Not just the president, but somebody else, anybody else for that matter. And then second of all, if Bob Woodward had a lot of this information, why wouldn't he have brought this out, except for, as Sarah Sanders points out very well, I think, right before the election kind of thing.
Yeah, and again, going back to Joe Biden and some of the things that he said here, and again, just debunking something very strongly right here. He said, and this is Biden speaking, what we did in terms of taking a significant portion of the Navy, 60%, and getting it into Asia to make sure China could not control those sea lanes, which they were doing. What's Trump done? He's done nothing about it. Well, Joe, you're wrong. Unlike Biden, who failed to stand up to China, President Trump has taken a strong stance against Chinese aggression in the South China Sea. Number one, the Trump administration formally rejected China's claims to the South China Sea, and that was a move that the Obama-Biden administration would not take. Number two, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that Beijing's claims to the South China Sea are completely unlawful. Beijing will not be allowed to treat the South China Sea like its maritime empire. Then, number three, freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea increased dramatically under President Trump with a record number of exercises in 2019. And finally, President Trump sanctioned 24 Chinese companies for their role in helping the Chinese military in the South China Sea, something the Obama-Biden administration would not do.
Yeah, but Trump has done nothing against China.
Yeah.
All right. It's a big nothing. That's right. And again, this is stuff that Biden goes out and says, because again, they're trying to craft this narrative, obviously, and quite frankly too, because they've got nothing. There's no good reason to go out there and vote for Joe Biden, unless you want a lot of this craziness. You know, and they understand that. So that's why they're constantly trying to chip away at President Trump. I haven't really heard anything good in the sense of good reasons to vote for Joe Biden. I guess the big reason is he's not Donald Trump or something like that. He's going to make everybody wear a mask forever and shut the whole country down if some amorphous experts tell him to do so.
Okay, well, I'm going to play something now, and this is going to get a little bit, this is going to have some pleas for help coming from the person that's doing the talking here, but it has to be played, it has to be heard, we have to remember. What you're going to hear is extremely graphic. It might be upsetting. It's a woman who has gotten into a fire truck, and the debris has fallen onto the fire truck. She's trapped in there, can't get out, having trouble breathing, and you're going to hear her for the next minute and a half or two.
Three trucks longer. Save me. and transmitting the Mayday. Where are you, Kate?
I just told you, if you look at the World Trade Center, there's the North Pedestrian Bridge. I think it collapsed when that commercial building just collapsed. I was on the street, I don't have much air. Please help me.
This is too hot to be so far. I copy that. I'm going to go look for
him. 10-4, Manhattan Fieldcom, urgent case.
I can barely breathe. Please send somebody.
Okay. Person calling for help. Listen to me. You need to calm down and relax. Stand by. We do have somebody on the way. You can maintain air. Get off the air. We do have somebody on the way over to you. You to remain calm. 10-4.
10-4. I'm in a cab in a truck.
10-4. We do have people on the way over there. Manhattan.
All right, now he keeps calling for Fieldcom, Manhattan Fieldcom, and Fieldcom again is the CIC, the control center, which was destroyed, and all hands aboard in that control center were killed.
Fieldcom, urgent case.
4-3 to Manhattan.
Stand by, Manhattan Fieldcom, urgent. Manhattan Fieldcom. Fieldcom, go. Hi, Manhattan, Division 1-1.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there, but you kind of get the drift of what was going on. That was right after a tower one had collapsed, and first of all, you couldn't see the cloud that you saw from Tower 1 was one thing, but when Tower 2 went down, combined with the cloud that was already there, it was totally anybody's guess as to where you were and what was going on. And I know when I walked down the street, I walked through almost knee-deep ash, and that's when I kicked that flag up that I'm looking at down the hallway here in the radio station that came from the World Trade Center, which is up there for all to see, for all posterity. That's where it will stay. And it's still got the smell on it, still got the aroma. And by the way, I was over at Mission Barbecue the other day, our normal have lunch with the captain, and they put up a new display for September the 11th for today, because today all first responders get a free meal, regardless of whether you're on duty, off duty. There'll be a number of anniversaries, announcement ceremonies going on at Mission Barbecue all over the country. My helmet is on the wall at West Waters, and there's also another one down in Bradenton at the Mission Barbecue down there. I gave two of them to Mission Barbecue. So that's what you got. And Kyle, hold the fort. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on this Patriot Day 2020, 19 years after the original 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back, and the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We certainly appreciate that very much. And, you know, I'm going to play a little something special.
I am who I say I am, not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be, not who you let me be. I'm an American. And you justify all the wrong things you call right. That's not American.
Walk away, walk away.
Marty, that is Brandon Strzok, and that's in the walk-away movement. Some of you heard about it, some of you haven't, and those are Democrats from all walks of life that are walking away from the Democratic Party. It's a very large group of people in the hundreds of thousands right now and growing, and there's good reason for that. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here. You heard that, right, Kyle? Oh, wait a minute. You heard that, right, Kyle?
I sure did.
Works better when I push the button. Okay, well, let me just read the highlight here, and then you can take it from there. We've got poor air quality in the West right now, a lot of smoke out there, and we've still got 25 fires in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California that are still burning. Isolated flash flooding over in the East. Improved fire weather conditions can be expected in the Western U.S. towards the weekend. However, there'll be plenty of unhealthy air quality and reduced visibility from the smoke. There's also areas of heavy rain and isolated flash flooding in the mid-Mississippi Valley today, the Central Appalachians and the Middle Atlantic. Some of that rain in D.C. and Virginia's moved out to sea right now, but there's more rain coming in behind it. So, Kyle, what's going on out west? And I see a big, gray, huge cloud over most of Washington, Oregon, parts of northern Nevada, northern California, and even down by you, down the valley, I see smoke.
Yes, it has been, at least in Southern California, in my area, we've had smoke literally all day long, with the sun trying to poke through, but, just an orangey haze literally everywhere, and that the same would be said for Los Angeles. Same would be said up in Northern California, and as you mentioned, in Oregon and parts of Washington as well. So the air quality is the big story out west right now, Captain, because it is very unhealthy air quality. So sensitive people need to take extra precautions. In fact, they're saying, you know, run your air conditioner or if you have a filter for your home, this kind of thing. Now is the time to use that if need be. Also, of course, these fires continue burning. We know of at least 10 people in California that have died. We know that they're also looking for at least 16 other people that are missing at this time, and unfortunately those numbers could go up. But a lot of this smoke, of course, is coming from fires in Northern California, also in Central California. We got the Creek Fire. That's only 6% contained right now, and some are getting a little bit better. The Lightning Complex fires seem to be getting a little bit better containment. But around the West right now, of course, we're looking at some temperatures that might start going back up as we head for the weekend. Phoenix is going to be 97 on Friday, but start heading into 101 to 104 as we go into the weekend. Las Vegas, low 90s. Reno coming in at about 86. We're not seeing the freeze warnings in northern Nevada that we saw just about 24 hours ago, so that's some good news there. But yes, the fires, and especially in southern Oregon and so forth, we see the traffic is flowing, so that's good, but obviously this is a very fluid situation there. And right now, 61 degrees in Cajon Pass, Captain, for the truckers passing through there. No real good winds to speak of, so you should have smooth sailing up there on Cajon Pass.
And, of course, we've got some cool temperatures. We've got some frost warnings and freeze warnings in eastern, northeastern, and central Minnesota, which includes the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, over into the northern part of Wisconsin, as well as the northern upper peninsula of Michigan. Some real cool temperatures there. And that is going to give way to some warmer temperatures today. But we did have some rain here moving around. If you're headed up out of Salt Lake on I-80 and you're headed up out towards the Wyoming border, you're going to run into some scattered showers up through there. And there is some rain from the tropics that's coming across right now. We have a system in the Bahamas that is working its way across, and it's going to be in the Gulf around Monday, and of course it's going to bring a bunch of rain with it. As far as tropical development, there will be some tropical development. We're not sure what. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your great little program.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and we remember 9/11, of course.
You betcha. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And September 11, 2001, what were you doing at about 8:47 a.m.?
I had just let in some electricians into my house, and the three of us were sitting on the foot of my bed in the master bedroom watching the TV, because that was the TV I had on at the moment. And we three of us sat there just like in shock.
Yep, that's pretty much the way the whole country was. And along towards about noontime on September the 12th, 2001, you couldn't buy an American flag to save your life.
Yeah, my, how things have changed. Now the American flag means something else entirely, doesn't it?
Well, that's why I do the show that I do every Patriot Day, every year. It's 19 years now and counting. Well, 18 years, actually, because I didn't catch the first year because I obviously was involved in it. But the thing of it is people need to remember. They need to remember the patriotism that we put forth, the togetherness this country had. Didn't matter who you were or what you were. We had people from all walks of life that were all sticking together, talking tough, doing, you know, we were proud to be Americans, every one of us.
Yeah, and I had been the host of a German exchange student the previous year, and I got a telephone call from the family in Germany, just so upset for us, for America, and out of such horror and concern for you know, what was going on, they too were in disbelief. So, you know, it was pretty immediate that it was affecting people worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've been playing different bits and pieces of audio. Some of it is really graphic, so I'm kind of toning some of it back a little bit because my buddy Frank Salvato, who's also a firefighter, we'll be on in hour number four, and we'll get into quite a bit of detail about all of this. But people, it was a different time, a different set. We didn't have a chance to get, you know, we were angry, but we weren't angry at our brothers and sisters. We were angry at the people that did it. And when the president stood there and said, they will all hear us soon. I mean, it was a roar that went through New York City and around the world you couldn't even begin to imagine.
Yeah, it really sent a chill, and it was really kind of remarkable. You know, the people that just felt a very different sense of duty almost immediately, those that had signed up and said, that's it, you know, so many kind of knew where this threat had been and what the work was ahead, and they ended up in, you know, military recruiting office.
Yep, hold that thought. And, folks, I've had the honor and the privilege of meeting the horsemen that went into Afghanistan, the first special forces operators that went into Afghanistan. They're right here in St. Petersburg, Florida, in my backyard. And they now run a distillery there. But I've had the opportunity to sit down, to talk to them, to shake their hand. And they shook my hand and thanked me. I said, no, I want to thank you. And they said, no, we went because of you guys. I said, well, okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.